I would like to be a husband, a father eventually, whenever it happens. Kind of resigned to the fact that I'm going to be an old dad. You know, like at Little League baseball games, there's the old dad. The young dads are always so intense and competitive, like pointing and waving and shit. I'll be like, relax. It's fucking baseball. I don't even care if my kid's any good. My kid could be out in right field picking dandelions, like, Daddy, I made a wish. I'll be like, I hope it comes true. The glove goes on the other hand. And old people have wisdom, man. That's the thing. It's like we dismiss old people. But they've lived, you know? Like, you ever see, like, old love? You ever see, like, where they bring out the couple that's been married the longest at a wedding? They look like war veterans. They just come out like fucking shock on their family. Like, that's real love. That look. Like, real love is no eye contact. Just... And they have wisdom to share. But where are... Look around. They're not among us. I don't know where the fuck they go. Like... Old people have so much wisdom to share and only, like, you know, 5 hours a day to share it. But real love is messy, man, right? Real love disappoints you, hurts your feelings. That's when you know you're in love, when someone fucking, you know? Hallmark doesn't have cards for, like, real love. Like, you fucking asshole. How could you fucking do that? I love you. There's a couple that lives a few doors down from me, and I don't know them. I see them around the neighborhood. You have, like, people that you see, and you feel like you know them. Like, I feel like I like them. I've been never talked to them. And he's Asian, and she's some other type of Asian. That's all I've got for you. And I like them. I see them around. The other night, I got home from work, and I was sitting in the park just decompressing. Must have been 1 or 2 in the morning, and this couple came home in a cab. She got out first, followed by him, and he was shit-faced, like fucking drunk, like flipping around, kind of doing pirouettes, and just like couldn't walk, and then just fell prostrate on the stoop. And she went upstairs. Just left him there. And I sat and watched him for close to a half an hour, just watching this guy not moving, and it was riveting. It was so interesting because he was just there. At one point, he kind of flipped over, and then it went into even more awkward, like, you know, those awkward drunk positions where it's even weirder, like nobody sober would ever get into it even. He was like, and he was staying like that. And I was wondering, like, do I get involved? Like, am I obligated to help him up? You know, but that would mean, like, knowing him then. I didn't want to jeopardize that. So I just kept watching. And she never came down. And then I just went up to bed. But then, like, a couple days ago, I saw the two of them sitting on the stoop just talking to each other again, like normal. And I thought, that's love. That's real love. Because you know they had the conversation of, like, you fucking dick, like, why didn't you let me up? If she was calling him a dick. Or he was calling her a dick. But someone was a dick in that situation. Someone always is. And that's, like, real love is fucking messy and challenging. And sometimes you fucking hate the person. Like, real love is like clocking in, you know? Like, fucking great, here we go. Time to love. Real love is work, man. You don't always want to love somebody. Sometimes it sucks. They disappoint you. That's when you know you're in love. Because we just hear too much about like the flowery part of love and relationships, you know? We're kind of inundated with that. But like even like the vows, right? You hear the word wedding vows. That's like a heavy word, vow. We don't really use that in real life. Do you vow? Vow? That's a heavy word. But only 50% of marriages work out. So that should be what vow means, like 50-50. Like, hey man, you're gonna be at the party on Saturday? Well, I don't know, I vow to. All right, well. Hopefully we'll see you there. And I think we just hear those words too much, you know? They just become words that we're used to, almost like a poem or something, like, you know. I mean, they're heavy words. They're kind of beautiful, really, like for better or for worse, richer or poorer, but it's like, you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag. It's just, yeah, whatever. But those are like heavy words, like for better or for worse. Like, how much worse? Like sickness and in health. There's a lot of sicknesses. There's just one hell. I don't like those odds. So I don't know how prepared we are for love, like real love, you know? Like, because even the wedding day is almost like a performance, right? There's costumes, like costume changes and, you know, supporting actors, and everyone plays their music, right? Dancing, choreography. That's the fun part, but that's not love. That's like the celebration. That's why you're invited to the wedding. You're not invited to the marriage. Imagine like the invitation said, you were invited to our marriage. Good luck, I'll mail you a check. I don't know if we see enough examples of like real love. Because real love kind of sucks, you know? In ways. But like most of the good things do suck. They challenge you. Like if you don't say about something like this fucking sucks. If you never said that, it's not really worth doing. You should say that about anything you love.